Harper Audio presents 13 Things Mentally Strong Parents Don't Do. Raising self-assured children and training their brains for a life of happiness, meaning, and success. By Amy Morin. This is the author. To all those who seek to make a difference in the life of a child. Introduction. Early on in life, I decided that when I grew up, I was going to help kids in need. Throughout my childhood, my parents always helped anyone they could. Both of them were postmasters, who seemed to have a special knack for recognizing an underdog. Whether they made anonymous donations to someone in need, or they lent a helping hand to someone down on their luck, they were generous with whatever we had. It's no wonder both my sister and I became social workers. Both of our parents were unofficial social workers for years. But long before I ever got my social work license, my goal was to become a foster parent. I had grown up knowing that there were kids who didn't have families. Some of them didn't have homes, and many of them never felt loved. So I decided that someday, when I had my own house, I'd take in kids who needed a place to live. When I was in college, I met Lincoln, my future husband. He was an adventurous person who loved to travel, meet new people, and try new things. Early on in our relationship, I told him my goal was to become a foster parent. Fortunately, he loved the idea. Right after we got married, while I was still finishing graduate school, we bought a 4-bedroom house and started the foster care licensing process. We chose to become therapeutic foster parents, which meant we would raise children with serious behavior problems or emotional issues. There were classes to take.